Again, thank you very much for agreeing to give an interview to our agency. As far as I know, you are a descendant of the Armenian Genocide survivors. Will you please share your story?
Yes. I'll begin with my grandmother, who in 1895 was married to my grandfather, also Zulikhan Tigran. And in the 6th month of her pregnancy, first pregnancy, the Turks invaded their house and killed her husband in front of her eyes with an axe. And when she was wailing and crying, they tried to stop her wailing also by striking her on the nape with an axe, and she was bleeding all the time, and they left her as though she was dead already. And it was a mere miracle that after 3 months she gave birth to my father. It's really a miracle, because after that blow and after bleeding for 3 days, she escaped to the roof of their house, and there she fell down unconscious. Afterwards, the neighbors came to her help and tried to rescue her. They took her to a more safer place. After 3 days, they found a doctor who tried to put some to stop the bleeding. And after 3 months, she gave birth to my father. So she became a widow before my father was born. And she never married again after that. This photograph was taken in 1908. This is my grandmother and this is my father. Here he is 12 years of age. So you see, it was a mere miracle that she was alive. And in 1914, my father, with the help of his maternal uncles, escaped from Turkey through Greece and went to Egypt to work there at the age of 18 years. But my grandmother, unfortunately, stayed in Kayseri. You know, this was taken in Kayseri. They all were born in Kayseri, in Caesarea. And she passed the long and troublesome way of deportation to Deir ez-Zor, where she stayed for a while. And after that, she went to Syria and finally to Egypt, where her brothers-in-law were living. And then my father, this is my mother, they were married in 1930, they were engaged in 1929, this is the engagement photograph, and I was born in 1931. I am on the knees of my father in 1931.
Where were you born?
In Cairo. In Cairo, yes. In Cairo. On the other hand, through my mother, this is my grandmother. She was born in no, 1886, Naringul, Mahchavakyan, Tekean. My grandfather was a remote cousin of the great poet Vahan Tekean. Mm-hmm. So he is Andreas Tekean. So he was killed in 1915 during the genocide. And my grandmother had then 11 children, boys and girls. Unfortunately, and they took their road to deportation through Deir ez-Zor and to Syrian, the Syrian desert. During this deportation, 9 out of the 11 children died of diseases of dysentery and malaria and so on, and only 2 children survived, my mother and my aunt. Only 2 girls survived. This is one of the children, the only photograph we have got, Gevork Tekean. He died on the road to on the deportation to Deir ez-Zor. He was one of the 9 children who died on the road of deportation. And my grandmother reached, as I told you, Deir ez-Zor, and then went to the town of Hama in Syria with her 2 daughters and the daughter of her brother-in-law. So she escaped with the 3 girls to Hama and stayed there for about 6 months and was able to keep them, keep the 3 girls by carding wool and sewing and knitting and so on. She was able to keep them, and then with the aid of her brothers-in-law who lived in Fayoum in Egypt, she went also to join her uncles, her brothers-in-law. So this photograph was taken in 1902. Mm-hmm. And this is very interesting. It is their wedding invitation written in Armenian letters but in Turkish. Wow. Yes. So in 1902, this is the wedding invitation inviting the family members for their wedding.
Andreas
Efendi, yes,
please. How can you explain the fact that they have written it in Armenian letters, but actually it's
yes,
in Turkish?
Actually, in Caesarea, in Kayseri, it was strictly forbidden to speak Armenian. And we have also here a Bible in Armenian letters, but in Turkish. See, it was strictly forbidden in certain regions of Turkey to speak Armenian.
So this was a way to preserve Armenian culture.
Yeah. Yes, yes. My father met with one of the daughters, and they got married in 1930 in Cairo.
Mr. Zulikian, when did you first hear about the stories, and how was your feeling, and did these stories have any impact on the formation of your worldview, your activities?
What was my...
When did you first hear about these stories?
Yeah.
And how was your feeling, and what impact did they have on your
of course,
formation of your worldview?
My grandmother and my 2 grandmothers spoke very little about the genocide. As Virginie has very often written in her books, these survivors of the genocide did not like to speak about the genocide. They did not like to survive these feelings. So we had these feelings and with these testimonies from my father, who also spoke very little. And we have only very small details about the genocide itself. So my wife's side, Sonia's side, is also from Kayseri. Her father and mother were also born in Kayseri. Morukyan, Byzant, and Der Pagardichan, Mari. This is her grandfather, Levon Morukyan. This is his father, Byzant Morukyan, Azniv Morukyan, who lived in Syria, and his mother, Evgeny Morukyan, Derzibashan. These are her mother's parents, Haruchun Dermegardichan,
who were killed also, Haruchun.
Yes, and they lived in Turkey, also in Caesarea. And in 1962, mm-hmm. his father and mother and herself
and two grandmothers
came to Armenia.
We came
and lived in the town of Kirovakan. They are also survivors of the genocide, and this is in 1962, Sonia and her grandmother and mother, who were survivors of the genocide and passed also through Deir ez-Zor and Syria, and then they came to Alexandria. To
we
Egypt,
Alexandria.
Where his father had the shop.
Yes.
Had the shop. And in 1962, the whole family came to Armenia, and we are distant cousins also with them. And so this is our history of the survivors of the genocide, all the family. We are three brothers. Unfortunately, one of our brothers, of my brothers, passed away 2 years ago in London. He became an orthopedic surgeon in London. He was a famous surgeon, a fellow of the Royal College of Surgeons. And so my little brother lives in Yerevan. He is a professor of English language, Brusov.
So my question was, how did all these stories have any impact on your on formation of your worldview, on your activities?
Yes. You see, it is very, very difficult. As I told you, we had very little information about the genocide itself, because our grandmothers and grandfathers, as a matter of fact, I never saw my grandfathers even in photograph. The only photograph we have got of my grandmother, we never saw my grandfather's photograph. So my feelings, my father was a very patriotic man. He was a watchmaker in Cairo, and he educated us, the three brothers, with national patriotism, and we could not imagine also the depth of the sorrow. And recently, when I met Mrs. Virginie Savaglian, through her many testimonies, you know, there are 700 testimonies of survivors here in this volume. And so I got acquainted with the sufferances of the other survivors. And the only thing I could do was to assist in the translation of this book as a vengeance of these atrocities, the Turkish atrocities, which have they are denying up to this day all these atrocities. So they killed more than 1.5 million of Armenians, and about 1 million got spread in the various countries of the world: France, Egypt, Lebanon, Syria, Romania, Bulgaria, and the United States, and maybe 1 million also have denounced their faith and became Muslims. You know, about Dersim, and I think there is about 1 million, and nowadays there are 4 million of Muslim Armenians living in Dersim. Some of them who wished to return to the Armenian faith, and they came to Etchmiadzin and they were baptized in Etchmiadzin in order to regain their Armenian Orthodox faith. So the only thing I could do was to assist in the translation of these books as a revenge of the Turkish atrocities, which were boundless. Millions of Armenians suffered of their atrocities. Oh yes, her father, Byzant Morukyan, she was taken prisoner at the end in Izmir, Smyrna, and after
15 months,
he was taken prisoner in Smyrna, Izmir. And after that, when the French troops entered, he was freed from the prison and escaped to Greece on a ship. He went to Greece alone. He went to Greece, and through his uncle living in the United States, he was able to find his family.
Mother and two sisters.
His mother and two sisters. Because he had lost his sisters and his mother. So, because he knew by heart the address of his uncle living in the United States, so he was able to find his family. And then he went to Alexandria in Egypt, and they were gathered together, the whole family. And they were married in Alexandria with her mother, Marie Magardir Magardichan. And this is our sad story. Luckily, we have found each other and continued our lives.
Mr. Tulikyan, on the 100th anniversary of the Armenian Genocide, the whole Armenians of the world are organizing events dedicated to this genocide.
Yeah.
But we do understand that 2015 is just a symbolic date, and it cannot be considered as an end point for our struggle, but
yes,
just a milestone for continuing our struggle for restoring justice.
Yes,
so
of course.
I wanted to ask you whether you have a formula for the reconciliation of the societies of Armenian and Turkish societies. Is it possible, and how you see it?
The only solution is the recognition by the Turkish government of the Armenian genocide, and then of course the satisfaction of the demands of the Armenian people for his innumerable millions of deaths and people perished during the genocide. The only solution is the recognition by the Turkish government of the Armenian genocide and the rehabilitation of the Armenian rights in Turkey by returning the Armenian churches. Of course, most of them are demolished now. Of course, Turkey is making every effort to restore some of the churches so that his sins and faults are abated somehow. But this is not enough. So we demand that 2015 is not an end point. It is a starting point for the demand of our rights, the Armenian rights in Turkey, for the thousands of Islamized Armenians who live, as you know, in Dersim and other regions, for the return of their return to the Armenian faith, and to the restoration of the Armenian buildings. And you cannot count. It is maybe billions and billions of dollars worth properties and buildings, and the most important of which is the destruction of the Armenian culture in Turkey, which cannot be appreciated.
Okay, thank you so much for an interesting talk. Thank you, Mr.
Don't mention it. It was a great pleasure to meet you.
Thank you.